Station with Magnamount. WIUG, grade 8, copy.
WSG 922 on the side.
Station 922, WIUG, grade 8, copy.
Yeah, Jack, go ahead.
I know you have a good radio, plus I heard you have a Magnamount. That Magnamount you got there, it's a good Magnamount, but the thing is you have a cookie sheet. You got to have cookie sheet for that. That's number one. Number two, check your connection with that good radio. The connection, you know how it is when you tie it up, the coax and all that, you got to check that really good because if they lose, you're going to have that problem. Otherwise, you're sounding good.
Roger that. Yeah, actually, while you said that, I was a little bit loose on both of my connections, so I just snugged them up. I don't know if that helped any. Over.
Helped a lot. Like I say, if you got that Magnamount, that Nagoya, what's that, 72, 73? If that's what you got, you need a cookie sheet. And I don't know, you know what cookie sheet mean or not.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, sitting on a cookie sheet, Jack. You're sitting here right next to the windowsill, so that's all we got.
You're doing good. You're doing really good. I'm on this DB20G. Yesterday I was on the 50-watt radio, but now I'm on the DB20G. It's a good radio, let me tell you something. And if you need to run the base station with that Magnamount, that is a good radio for that, because I ran that in the truck. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if you heard the conversation, but I did end up pulling the trigger and ordered one of those off Amazon today. So I hope to get that unit in the next couple of days. Over.
I see what you're saying. Well, when you get it, put it together and give us a shout. I'll be glad to help you out with no problem at all. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Appreciate it. Everybody's been pretty helpful on here so far. Appreciate all the help. WSGH922, I'll be on the side.
Station in Hazel Park. How you doing today? I think it's 380. Roger.
Yes, sir. That's it. 380. What kind of 50 water did you get there, Jack?
Well, I know you have both license. You can use this one, but I got the 9600.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. Who makes it?
This one here is analog and digital, both of them. Because I'm getting my ham license, that's why. So I got both of them in here. And the TYT makes it.
Okay, copy that. What kind of power supply are you running that off of?
Make sure you get a good power supply. This one is, it says on the radio 13.8. Make sure it says 13.8. It's a 12-volt power supply. You want me to give you the name of it?
No, that's okay. I was just curious. The power supply I'm working off of is probably about 30, 35 years old. And it's like a 3-watt bill, which but it's enough to push this radio. The radio says I'm getting 14.6 volts to it.
Yeah, well, that's good anyhow. But 13.8 is the right power supply for these radios. Roger?
I copy that. I got a couple of other power supplies, but this one here was handy, so I dusted it off and hooked it up.
If you want, I'll switch that 50-watt radio and see what you're sounding. I don't know if you're going to know the difference or not between the DB20G, and I'll switch it. Give me a few minutes.
Copy that.